This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Right there.
Yeah. I have an important question.
Go ahead.
Hold on, I got to play that for you first. This is out of context.
Well, the whole show is out of context.
Yeah, thank you.
Are you talking about the show?
The tape that we're going to hear here first.
All right.
It's not a boner, per se, by our friend Mike Patrick from ESPN.
Okay.
He doesn't pull a boner, but right as Georgia is going for a touchdown in the big game against Alabama.
Georgia, Alabama.
He suddenly starts daydreaming about Britney Spears.
Really?
Less than a minute left. Game on the line.
Well, we know Mike Patrick. We know he likes women.
Here we go.
I have an important question for you.
Go ahead.
What is Britney doing with her life?
Who?
Britney. Britney who? Spears. What is she doing with her career?
Why do we care at this point? Is she here?
I don't think so.
Is she a football fan?
Oh, I'm sure she is.
Check college crowd.
Georgia from the 25.
Wow.
They got a touchdown.
Stafford wants it all.
Got it.
Touchdown.
So you've got to understand, when I said it's out of context.
They're in the red zone.
I mean, there's less than 2 minutes left in the game.
It's crunch time.
As they're
who's driving, Alabama or Georgia?
Georgia. As they're coming to the line with the 40-second clock ticking down, all of a sudden Mike Patrick
out of nowhere
just says, what's Britney Spears doing?
See, that's what I like about Mike Patrick.
Leave Britney alone!
It's a good thing.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
See, why does it always have to be football, football, football?
Yeah. And, Mike, from our press, from our prep service, rather, we have
We don't have a press service.
No, we sure don't.
Clearly.
We have a wonderful gag script, though. An exclusive interview with the Iranian president,
Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
That's him.
So, did I have that right?
Yeah.
Mahmoud.
I hear different pronunciations.
We have Iranian president.
Ahmadinejad. That's right.
What's his name, Mac?
Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
We have him on the show. Sir, is it true you were responsible for Britney Spears' poor performance at the VMAs? Sir.
Answer us.
Britney.
Well, this is what the American officials are saying. Again, instead of accepting that, they prefer to accuse others.
You guys screwed up her career.
It's very regrettable.
It has also come to light, sir, you're responsible for setting up OJ.
If I may. This is what the American officials are claiming. If they accuse us 1,000 times, the truth will not change.
It's very simple. Did you or did you not steal OJ memorabilia?
What are you driving at?
Did you or did you not steal OJ's footballs?
We don't need that.
You don't need the football, son.
You know what? I've seen your country, and you can use some juice. Honestly, if you want him, you can't have him. Seriously, do you want OJ?
It is a firm no.
Well, join the club. We don't want him either. But we do take this stuff seriously. Lindsay, Britney, OJ, Paris. It's part of America. You have to take it seriously.
Well,
it's serious for us as well. I dare say it's serious for everyone.
Okay, now regarding Jay-Z and Beyonce, what about those two being together?
It seems to me it's laughable.
Did you just talk smack about Jay-Z?
We don't need to do that. It's very detrimental to our interests.
Jay-Z could kick your ass. Do you want some torture?
You are like a CIA investigator. This is not Guantanamo Bay. Hey.
Guantanamo Bay. Listen, Guantanamo Bay would be like a church potluck if Jay-Z got a hold of you. You want me to call Jay-Z? I'll call him.
Jay-Z.
You want me to call him?
It is a firm no. I'm going to be much firmer now.
All right. I'll tell Jay-Z you were just playing, but you had nothing to do with Britney or OJ or Lindsay or Paris. None of that?
What I'm saying
is the edit.
I am being very sincere here. I'm a Muslim. I cannot tell lies.
Uh-huh. You just were having a hard time taking you seriously.
This is Iran. I'm the president of this country.
I think you're the son of a motherless goat and quite possibly the devil.
Well, thank you for that.
No, thank you, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. On name of your show.
Mahmoud.
And can you please say station call letters and slogan? Close enough.
Way to go, Shannon.
That was bad. I know that was bad. But there are DJs that did it, and they wanted it to be good.
Are the DJs supposed to talk in between without stopping Mahmoud Ahmadinejad?
I guess
Ahmadinejad.
I had a problem with the timing. It was like, by the time I would ask the question about Jay-Z, he'd already be giving his standard whatever the heck.
Hello! Hello
there. Yeah, Mahmoud!
Actually, it would work with just about any question, right?
Yeah, of course. Like, it's taken from the 60 Minutes interview is what it was taken from.
I'd be like, excuse me, what's the guy's name again, Mike?
Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
Hey, President Mahmoud, what about Mike O'Mara using a dildo last night? What's your thoughts on Mike O'Mara using a dildo last night? Sir. The dildo.
Well, this is what the American officials are saying. Again, instead of accepting that, they prefer to accuse others.
What would you say about Mike O'Mara choosing to use a dildo in his relationship?
It's very regrettable.
All right.
Uh-huh. I guess maybe that's what we should have done.
Yeah, it would have been you know what you would have done, Don? You would have personalized it.
The more you listen, the less you won't.
Makes me want to puke.
Gay sex, whoa.
In Iran, we don't have homosexuals like in your country.
Right.
We don't have that in our country. In Iran, we do not have this phenomenon. I don't know who's told you that we have it.
You know what that reaction was? That was like the reaction at the UN to that statement was like a Friday night at my house. Laughter and booze.
Well, here he goes again. Every month, pull up the legs like an Arab and off you go.
Right.
Let's pick up the phone and let's call that hotline today.
Here's the number.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Here's what he says to that.
If I may. This is what the American officials are claiming. If they accuse us 1,000 times, the truth will not change.
That boy gayer in a handbag full of rainbows.
I don't think so.
The more you listen, the smarter you'll get.
I'm not happy.
You suck that honey down.
Yeah! Oh. Hey, where's Ed?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike!
Well, hi, everybody!
Hi,
welcome
everybody.
Back to the show.
Welcome.
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 Don and Mike show, and phone number same as it was yesterday, 877-365-3636.
Kudum. What are you driving at?
We're trying to get phone calls. but we don't like people that call and just give us the red ass.
We don't need that.
We don't need that.
Right, absolutely. We don't need that.
You don't need the company of a man, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad? Don't you want to be with a man, with a man?
It's a firm no.
Oh, I think you're lying. I think you'd really like to be with a man. I think you'd like the company of a man and a lover who is a man.
It's serious for us as well. I dare say it's serious for everyone.
Your relationship with a man is serious?
What about Mike's dildo use? Mike's dildo. Michael Mara's dildo.
It seems to me it's laughable.
Oh, really? Well, I think your hair is laughable.
We don't need to do that.
What, the dildo?
It's very detrimental to our interests.
It is not.
I'd like to get the dildo and go like...
You are like a CIA investigator.
How are we like a CIA agent?
This is not Guantanamo Bay.
You know, maybe it should be.
It's Tampa Bay.
Mahmoud, I don't know what your point is, but you're starting to piss me off.
It is a firm no. I'm going to be much firmer now.
Yeah, I know it's firmer. You know what's firmer? Right here. How's that there for firm?
I got you firm.
Right here.
So here's where we start. Let me say hello to an entire new universe of nerds.
Oh, yeah.
Mike, I have never been a fan of Halo, nor have I been a fan of Halo 2.
For some reason, this really pissed me off.
Well, I got my Halo 3.
Wait, what? Why did you go out and get it? Because everybody was going out and getting it?
Here's the thing. a long time ago, gosh, like maybe over the summer, Amazon.com, one of those things, you click and they pre-order. I ordered a copy for my kid and a copy for me.
So now that everybody was standing out in line and doing that old thing we love to do, camping out at the retail outlets, and here's the best: parents giving their children the day off of school to play Halo 3.
Sure, it makes a lot of sense.
That's, you know, we're wondering why. Seriously, we're going to wake up one day in a gulag.
Good parenting.
Really, I know that I'm way behind the curve on this. Bart has always told me that Halo is the greatest video game, blah blah blah, of all time. So imagine my surprise when I got home last night and Jan said, "Did you order a book from Amazon?" I said, "Nothing recently." Opened it up. There it is.
Did you pop it in?
It arrived a day early. I called my son, and he was already playing it. He had also received his a day early from Amazon. Put the thing in. Here's the problem. The problem is it's nothing like football.
No, football is all you play. You're not used to the first-person shooters.
I'm extraordinarily hip, and I'm up on all things that the kids love, but what is Halo? How do you
Halo
do
is
it?
A
what?
First-person shooter.
It's a shooting game
where you shoot like aliens and you can control spacecraft.
However, you can be a part of a team if you play online.
I've never done that.
It was last night. It was Bart and I and two of his creepy college friends against four creepy other people that we had never
did
met,
you enjoy it
met before. I loved it, except Bart said you got to wear the headset.
And a uniform.
We got to talk to each other.
Oh, so he can say, "Hey, Dad, move down that right hallway."
Right. So every time we would start playing, immediately I would hear four voices on the other side saying, "Go after that guy." And I would hear the other three kids saying, "Mr. Source, Mr. Source." And then, "Dad, don't do that, Dad.
Mr. Source.
Don't do that, Pop."
What did you do that was so bad, so egregious?
I would just run out shooting.
And, what?
And Mike, it's confusing. There are weapons that you have. You can make tanks appear and disappear. You've got the lord of this game, the guy who's like the Obi-Wan Kenobi
game. You can get an icon that'll give you protection or something.
That's
like
what
that.
I got. And everybody was totally offended when I said, when I finally figured that out, and I said, "Oh, this is like Super Mario." You know, that's like the worst thing that I could have said to these kids.
They all get on the mic and say, "Oh, stop
everybody,
it.
It was like, "Oh, come on."
Blasphemy.
Because to me, it was the same thing. It's like with Mario, you bounce on that little thing.
Right.
And all of a sudden, he can bounce up five levels.
Superpowers.
Well, I have Halo and Halo 2, and I haven't gotten into the frenzy of Halo 3 yet, though.
It's good. The graphics are...
I'm playing Odyssey right now.
About Halo 3, as someone who doesn't play the shooting games, and really, I had no no intention of even being hooked by this game.
You've never played Call of Duty 3?
Yeah. Yeah, I've played it. I like sports games.
Right.
This one I kind of like. And if you have it, we should play online.
What, Halo 3?
Halo 3, yeah.
I don't play online.
Well, it's easy.
I don't like to do that.
Why?
That's one of my comfort zones that I am. That to me, I've heard your experiences. I've heard what you've done
with
Madden, and it bugs me to know that.
But I could play just with you.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, we can set up a session where just you, we can set up a private room.
You know, why don't we just bring it in and play here?
Because it's so much more fun to play online at home.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know. I've never been intrigued by online, you know. I mean, my idea of those games is pure, total solitude.
And the thing that I wish that they had, Bart was telling me last night that they have leagues for Halo and Halo 3. I wish they had, like, a Madden fantasy.
See, if I was going to join
a fantasy league, but a Madden league where you actually join and you play every week
against
guys.
See, Carl and I are thinking about joining a bowling league. That's a league. A league? What, to sit in your living room?
Yes.
It's not my bag.
You have a game night.
No, that's BS.
Anyway, I love it.
I think that's why we're going to be defeated.
I love it.
I think that's why we're going to be attacked and defeated because, you know, we're sitting there right now. You know, look at you want a classic example? Look at the cover of our nation's newspaper, USA Today. You have Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
Yeah.
And right below him, you know, here's a guy that's sitting there going, I think maybe I should develop nuclear weapons.
You're the one that wanted to let him in this country. We had that discussion during the news yesterday.
Don't change the subject.
No, I'm not.
I'm making a point here.
You're the guy that said let him in.
I'm making a point here. Keep
him out. Right below it. Very important.
Right below it, we got a guy in a suit for Halo 3 because 30-year-old guys are out there going like, you know, let's get that first person. We're screwed.
And
we're so out of our minds in this country. We're not paying attention to anything that really matters.
Okay, then I'm going to tell you the thing that's going to absolutely drive you off the edge.
Now, see, I'm guilty, too, because then I'll start talking about any other diversion, like baseball or football. I guess we need our diversions. There's something about this that really gets under my skin.
Last night I get the game, put it in. Not very good at it. I told you, not very good.
Right.
We're playing for about an hour, and I'm playing while I'm watching the football game at the same time.
Right.
I've got one TV that's on the Halo game, and I've got another TV in there so I can watch the football game at the same time.
Your brain will explode.
And at about 9:45 last night, all of a sudden, the Xbox just goes, and you know the little circle in the middle where you turn it on and off?
Yeah.
It was flashing red.
Really?
Flashing red.
What did that mean, overheating?
Well, I called Bart, and that's what I said. I said, what does that mean? He said, well, Dad, that means you have to go buy a new Xbox.
Like you've fried your Xbox?
Yeah.
Well, probably put more hours on yours than the average bear.
So I said to Janet, she is such a wonderful girlfriend. Really, I was sitting there last night watching a football game and playing Halo 3, and the Xbox breaks. And I said, you know what? All those nerds are going to be at Best Buy tonight. I can just go. They'll be open now.
Yeah.
I'll go get the Xbox right now.
Right.
She said, nah, you stay here. I'll go get it for you.
She went out and got you an Xbox.
Yeah. So then
what a selfless woman.
As she was leaving, I said, honey, if it wouldn't be too much trouble.
Would it be too piggy?
Would you see if they have the really cool black Xbox that has like five times the memory that the regular Xbox has?
I didn't know they had an upgraded
sure.
Would they generate that one to compete with the PlayStation 3?
Well, they do it for jerks like me. You know, jerks like me who just...
Well, what about, I guess, repairing it? You didn't have any kind of warranty on it, did you?
You could actually send it back, and you could even buy a new hard drive. As it turns out, the hard drive had fried.
They do overheat a lot.
In my Xbox, and I could have bought a new hard drive, but I just wanted the new fancy thing.
When you play online, what do? You have a phone line hookup? Is that what it is?
If you have a wireless network in your house, right?
No.
Well, you got to have that. You have that.
No, I don't.
You don't?
No, I have one computer in my office.
Well, you have to have a wireless network.
I do.
And then once you have a wireless network, really all you do is plug.
So your Xbox is a little wireless computer?
Yeah, I mean.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also on Xbox, I know we've talked about this, you can download TV shows, high-def TV shows,
right.
Movies, games.
You could probably, how close is your TV, your computer to your Xbox?
It's upstairs.
Oh, so a different floor. You could probably hardwire it, too.
Well, I don't want to hardwire it. I don't want to play online.
Yes, you do.
No, they're frightening people out there.
It's fun.
I'm going to play online, and the next thing you know, Chris Hansen's going to come over.
They're in the house.
You know what this is, Mike? This is just
don't
like
go
the
down
way.
That hall.
Am I turning into my parents?
No,
nope,
this is
am
just
I turning
like,
into an old man where I'm like, eh.
This is just like when you were at first opposed to buying stuff online.
I still don't buy a lot of stuff
online. But hold on. That seal has been broken.
Oh, most definitely. I've purchased stuff online. But I was actually going to get a great deal on my kids' bedroom furniture online, and I pulled off of that because I couldn't really reach out and touch it. You know, I couldn't do that. And look
how happy you are now.
Yeah. Hello, Philip.
That's my Uncle Philip.
Oh, that's
hello,
right.
Phil Stalkup.
That's right. You bought furniture from Rob.
Hey, it's all there now.
Uncle.
It's all been delivered, so it's over. Good. I have no more need
what,
to
what'd they
deal
do about
them.
The scratches? No, I'm kidding. I'm
but
kidding.
Listen, but before we totally start talking about Halo, I'd rather talk about something else that's singular, something that's round. Round like a ring.
I hate to disappoint.
Huh? You what? You didn't use your dildo?
I hate to disappoint. The dildo session was rescheduled to tonight.
Oh.
And it's my fault.
Why is that?
I was lazy. I was tired and I'd eaten too much trail mix.
That'll do it.
And I was sitting there and I was fat and I was lying back and Carla was like working her ass off in the house last night doing 500 loads of laundry because the kids had been there over the weekend. She was doing all the kids' laundry. And it was one of those deals where by the time she came up, it was not really a dildo thing with her. I don't think she'd heard the show yesterday. So she came up, but she had expressed a kind of a let's get jiggy with it. And it was one of those things where I was just all crapped out. And so it was my fault. So now I really have. Here's my deal. I'm much better before dinner than after dinner. After dinner, I'm not really good for anything. I am really like a seal. I'm very similar to a seal that you would see where they get their load of fish and then they go up onto the rock where it's sunny and they just, they're completely out. You know, I'm like a dog. I'm like a lion. I'm like any of the animals of the jungle where they feed and then they sleep.
You just couldn't make it on time.
I really wanted to make this like fun, really go for it. And tonight is the night for that. We're going to we're going to walk the dogs, take a long walk. I hit the elliptical today for 35 minutes. So I actually got the blood flowing, and I feel like I should have been doing this all along. I feel like finally after, you've been exercising, and I've been doing a little of the dieting, but I haven't been doing both. And so finally getting back to exercising, that kind of gets you, it's the one of the things they don't mention about exercise is when you exercise, even the littlest bit.
Yeah.
You get the blood flowing, so to speak.
Randy.
I think it's not just, taking stress away, but it's also – You have other thoughts. You feel a little bit more energetic.
So we can look forward to the dildo tale tomorrow.
For one, mine.
Your dildo. That's what I'm talking
maybe
about.
Maybe hers, too. I might play with that.
Oh.
Not for me, but
no.
For her.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
No. When you said you immediately. You
always goes there for
you.
Is everybody happy?
You immediately think it's temperature taking time for me, and it's not going. No,
no,
no. Not, but I would certainly
if
anything happens to me tonight, if anything happens to me, you will be the first to know.
That was so great because you were whimsical when you said, "I don't know, maybe hers too." It's like, sure, why not? Everybody, come
I don't
over.
Like hers. I don't like anything about hers. Hers frightens me like you would not believe. Hers, the end of hers looks like some sort of science experiment. It's a very
the top end or the back
the top end.
Really,
we haven't gotten it out of the box.
You know what? She's
hers is very nicely wrapped. Mine came in a baggie.
Yeah, reconditioned.
Yeah,
this is all
used.
Very similar.
Previously owned.
To the movie iRobot with Will
really?
Smith. Mike, it's just, to me, it's the first sign that's the first sign you're being replaced. by a machine.
Probably. I mean, it's the timing would be right. You know, I'm not as young as I used to be, and, you know, probably can't keep up. You know?
Listen, can I tell you something? Stop painting such a wonderful picture of yourself today.
Oh, I
at first, you're...
We're still very much in love. I'm
your
just,
girlfriend is horny and and hot, and she's got her dildos, but you can't because you're too full.
I'm too full from trail mix.
From dinner.
That stuff is like...
Trail mix.
That stuff is like seriously the concrete they use on the bricks outside. That goes into your stomach and, you know, right down. And then she said when I flexed my stomach a little bit, when I did that, she said I had a fist like Jerry Stiller. Uh-oh. She said I had a spot and it's right there, and it's like but I've got to get rid of all of this before I really see. It's like kind of like
herniation. Oh,
see that? That's
a little bit. Mike lifting up his shirt right now. Right, you know, it does look like
a lump.
Yeah, like an alien something coming through your belly.
Hernia.
But, I mean, how much weight do I have to take off before we can tell what's really under there, Hank? You know, I mean, you really can't tell exactly. You can't really tell what's under there until I do this. And today, I was in such bad shape today.
Did a Hank joke.
You know, I'll go months without exercise and then start to get back to it. Every time I've jumped back into it, it's usually not that big a deal. And today was just... Today was a big deal, which means tomorrow is going to be harder. So it's but I mean, it is great to get back to it and exercise on the chicks machine, as I call it. Uh-huh. The elliptical, I've always called the elliptical the chicks machine.
I've lost 4 pounds since we started our challenge. It was 5 weeks ago. I was 4 pounds since then. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's not bad. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
How are you doing without giving away numbers? Are you?
What was the last number I gave you? Did you write it down?
It was...
Yeah.
Eight.
Three?
Three.
Okay. All right. Were you laughing in the background, Rob? Did I hear a giggle?
Well, of course
all right.
Not.
Yeah, I heard a giggle. I heard a giggle. Because that's enough information. I don't know. I'll let you know at the end of the week.
Okay.
I'll let you know. Because I'm not going to, if I do anything, if I jump on the scale in the next 2 days, I'm going to get psychologically sidetracked.
I'll tell you
so
that.
I'd rather, what?
I'd switch with you.
I know. I'm just really. This is a crucial time to dive back in and get right back to it. If I don't do it, I'm very conscious of. I've been grilling Carla with, because Carla gives me the look that you give me a little bit, which is just like the okay,
motivated.
Which is kind of like that okay, like you don't think I'm going to stick with it, and I know that I've earned that reputation, and so I'm telling her. I said, no, you don't understand. I really, really mean it. I really, really mean it. I mean, it so much that I'm depriving myself this evening at dinner because I had a little, you know, I had 1 or 2 points more than I should have had for lunch today.
I've been doing 75 push-ups and sit-ups a day.
Wow.
It's killing me. It's freaking killing me. You know, you start with a goal like that. I started, and that was my goal that I would do, 75 sit-ups a day. And the first day, you're like, wow, no problem.
Right.
And then the second is like, Christ, I hurt.
Yeah.
God, my stomach hurts. It hurts.
Do you
when
do sit-ups or do you do crunches?
Crunches.
Crunches.
Crunches come up halfway. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then Janet said, well, as long as you're down there, why don't you do some push-ups as well?
Right.
So watch out. I'm motivated.
Yeah.
I'm ahead of you now. I'm only saying that for motivational
purposes.
Well,
we're both, we have to get to a certain point by Christmas, right?
We said we'd lose 20 pounds by Christmas.
Okay. All right.
Christmas.
Right? That was the bet.
Exactly.
Plenty of time.
You bet a brand new Xbox.
Plenty of time. And I will give you the real deal. I think Friday is my day of hopping on, and I'll let you know what – I'll come in here Friday, and I'll let you know what the deal is.
Gotcha. But please, more important than that, please let us know what happens with that dildo tonight.
If we break it out tonight and the session – you know, it takes two to tango. If she's in the mood, mm-hmm. I'll plan on being in the mood.
Don't overeat, Mike.
No, I won't.
Pace yourself tonight.
I'm tired at the end of the day, and I come home, and I get home about 7:40, 7:45, sometimes 8 o'clock. And by the time I eat and pop up, you know, under the couch, I'm gone.
Yeah.
I'm toast. I'm truly, truly toast. My time, and I told this with Carla. See, Carla gets up at 6 o'clock in the morning and jumps in the shower, and she's at work by 8 o'clock in the morning. So we're on a little, you know, at 8 o'clock in the morning, that's a primary, you know, snooze time for me. That's when I'm sawing wood. That's it. Well, no, I got up this morning. It's with her, uh-huh. And about 7:15, I was up and going today. But on the if you averaged it out, it would be about an 8 o'clock time that I'm rallying. And she says I'm back to doing that. She woke me up at 2:30 in the morning because I'm back because the weight is back on again. Oh. I'm back to that just two or three waking her up two or three times a night with the snoring, with the apnea.
Apnea.
So I'm being totally. You know, everybody that's listening to this, at least you'll know, okay? When the big one comes, you'll know that you heard it here.
Do you still have your machine?
Which one?
The breathing machine.
Yeah, but I don't know where the parts are. It's got dust on it. And
I forgot about your sleep apnea machine.
I've got it, but I think we threw it up. I think we threw it out, rather. I threw it up.
Hook it up to that thing that Carly got you yesterday.
No, there are new machines that are less cumbersome.
Okay.
And see, my friend John, you know, my buddy who's getting married this mm-hmm. weekend, his fiance is that's what she does. She works in the sleep clinic. She has access to that equipment for sleep apnea, but she won't give it to me without, like, being evaluated.
Right.
Because don't you
hate
that?
Because she's, like, doing her job properly.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'll always be saying, why don't you just get me the machine? No, she said it has to be calibrated for the amount of oxygen deprivation that you have. You have to have the sleep study. Uh-huh. I dread going into a place and sleeping somewhere sure. where they're going to have the study on me. That's what I have to do. That's the last thing. And I think your doctor told me the same thing, that I have to go in there and get evaluated for sleep. Wouldn't that not appeal to you, the idea of going in, like, and they have, a bed at the sleep center, and they stick all these things on you,
yeah,
these little electrodes, and then you have to sleep?
My buddy Brad did it.
Really?
Yeah, he said it's impossible to fall asleep.
See, that's
you
what I would
You can't do it.
Isn't it easier just to lose weight?
Yeah, but I might still have it because of my
No, not for me.
I might still have it with my with the weight off.
Oh, with your diet.
However, Carla
supplement?
Disagrees. Carla is right with you with that. Hmm. Carla says 15 pounds and we're not doing that anymore. I'm not sleeping with the snoring. I'm not doing any of that. So
just 15?
Yeah, 15 probably.
15 I snore pounds. Horribly.
Really?
Yeah. Right? I wonder if it's the same thing.
Well, it's fun. But I am, I'll let you know how I'm doing, and congratulations to you with the 4 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
That is good.
But
good
let us know about the dildo. That's the most important thing.
Dildo.
And the breathing machine.
Hey, maybe I'll strap them both on at the same time.
I think that would be great.
Wouldn't that be exciting? Be big fun.
Just thinking about
big
it.
Big fun. Well, the dildo game will probably happen, like, right after I get home tonight.
Ordered my lady a sex toy.
Did you?
Not a sex toy.
What'd you get her?
Ordered a Pittsburgh Steelers thong.
Hey. Cool.
Very nice.
Because that's the kind of thoughtful lover I am. Mm-hmm.
Would you do me a favor and email me all the websites you go to get the great sports stuff?
Sure.
Because you told me.
Scatlover.com.
You told me I don't go to the right places.
Chocolatelover.com.
Cool
what's that other one we had, Buzz?
I believe that was it.
Chocolate.
Those are the two.
Choco Lover.
Chocolate.
It's just chocolate.
It's just chocolate.
Oh, God. You know, all kinds of
nasty,
great memorabilia.
Evil.
Memorable mobilia. Memorable mobilia.
Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Nice.
Ambulance. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, boys.
Hi there.
Hey, Donnie, I'm older than your average Xbox player, and I only like the sports games. Please don't tell me you're buying into this Halo, because all my friends have told me to buy it, too, but I just can't.
Listen, I got to tell you something. I'm 49. I like Madden. I play the NBA game every once in a while. My kid has told me about Halo. I've seen it. The new one, I got to tell you, if nothing else, the graphics are freaking incredible. And really, when you shoot somebody, and this comes from a man who really, I'm just a pussy. I'm totally pacifist. It's great.
You're a pacifist.
Yeah, because when you blow someone away, God damn it, you blow them away.
And they kind of explode.
It's
right?
A great feeling. Makes because there's like good. It's like all over the place.
I'm not sure why I never got into Halo in a really big way, but I've got Halo 2 sitting at home. I'll go over that one a little.
Tell
bit.
You what, I definitely do not understand the mysticism behind the game.
Now, there's a lot of that, true, right? That's what, in fact, that's why the popularity has improved so much.
I like it because it seemed to be a really clear shooting game, and it's something I could do with my kid. But I heard the other people online talking about, you know, well, look at there's the blue fairy over there. Get the blue fairy.
So people that know the game know what the icons are that are going to help them and all that.
You know, like a little Smurf is coming out around the corner.
It's
or
Gazoo.
Something. And it's like, and I hear, don't touch that, don't touch that, don't touch that. But it is cool to play a game and have.
So when you play with like your son and then two other guys, when you're playing, are they all in the same outfits? Like, if you see them, do they have, like, just a similar outfit with a different color? Is that what it is?
It was hard for me, Mike. It was hard for me to decipher a lot of it because a lot of times I'd be shooting and
Shooting at Bart?
Yeah, and he'd say, I would hear, Dan, what the F? What the F? What the F? And I'm like, hello? Hello? Was that you? Dad, shoot the other way. Shoot the other way. Other way, Dad. 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock.
So you can kill people on your own team?
If you're an idiot.
Or if you just wanted some vengeance. I think I'd end up doing that.
Like you're fragging somebody?
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
It's good. My gamer tag, if anyone really wants some fun, if I ever go in the Halo room, my gamer tag is Fuente. F-U-E-N-T-E. But I blow.
Well, maybe I need to get wireless.
I blow so bad.
Get a little modernized. I'll play with you a little bit.
Hi there. Hey. Don and Mike show. Hello.
You know. Hey, how you doing, Don and Mike?
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, I had a Xbox 360 just recently do the very same thing, the red lights, bud. But what they got going on is for free, they'll send you a box to put it in, and they'll take care of the shipping and handling. Fix it for you and send it back to you.
I'm aware of that, sir. Fortunately, and trust me, my girlfriend, when she got to Best Buy last night, called me and told me all of that. Fortunately, knock on for Micah, I make enough money that I can afford to
blow it off.
I said to her, listen, just buy the goddamn Xbox. Just like I'm not mad when I overpay for a piece of technology that I know is going to come down in price later, because that's the price you pay for being the first to have it, like when I bought my iPhone.
Yeah, what are they selling iPhones for now?
$200 less than what I paid for it.
Right.
And there were all these people, I was reading the paper outraged. I waited in line. Well, hello, douchebag. You're just like me. You wanted it first, so you paid. I did get $100 back from Apple.
Nice. It's very cool.
I got a rebate back from them.
Yeah, it's neat. It's neat. But, I mean, you know what? I'm much better to negotiate price itself, and I wish there was more of that in retail. I wish you could go in. I bought a TV recently at this place that actually sells kind of like retreads for Costco. It's this place out in the wilds of Virginia.
Yeah, I heard about
very
that.
Famous place. Yeah. And I went in with the guy, and I said, what's the price on the TV? He said, it's this price. I said, oh, really? I said, well, I'd like to pay this price. I said, no, I can't do that. It's as low as it can go. And I looked him in the eye. I said, where'd you get these TVs anyway? And he looked at me, the old guy, cracked me up. And he looked at me and said, I stole them. And I just laughed, and I said, okay, then I'll pay that full price you want. He said, you know what? I'll pay the price. I'll give it to you for the price you wanted it for. We shook hands, and that was it.
This is like a black market Costco?
Yeah, well, it's a small store. I am not going to give them a plug because God knows they have word of mouth. It is a warehouse, old kind of barn that almost looks like it could easily be an antique store. However, it's got all these flat screen TVs, and you get some that have been around for 2 years. You get some that are right out of the box. You get some that are in bad shape. You get some that are in pretty good shape, but they have all the prices listed on them, and they are much cheaper than what you would pay for a first run television set. And they've got all sorts of other stuff in there too. Like people get stereo systems for their car. They've got all this junk, and the way this
and it's in a barn.
It's not a barn. It's a storefront, but it's an old storefront. It would look like, you know, when you go in, you've been into those old antique stores, right, where they have all the junk piled up everywhere. Old place. That's exactly what it's like. And I have heard that they get their stuff from people returning stuff to Costco. So, for example, you buy a Toshiba television that the speakers didn't work on. You take it back to Costco. Costco doesn't want to deal with that. So this guy buys it for a fraction of what they paid for. Oh. Then he sends it back to Toshiba. He gets it repaired. He brings it back to his store, and he sells it at a significant markup to what he paid for it, but significantly less than what you would get for it. And I hear that he deals with Costco.
I was going through on the phone last night with Jan. She said, you know, they have this black Xbox that you were talking about. She said, do you know it's $100 more than the regular one? I said, yeah, I know. It's cool. Buy it. She said, but the other one, you get a free game with it. I said, darling, I need the game. Just bring me the thing that plays the game.
It's just so sad that we can't go into stores anymore where it's just completely controlled. You can't get them to talk and to mark it down at all.
I got to tell you, if that was the case, I'd be the worst, possibly the most embarrassing thing financially, and I've had a lot of embarrassing things happen to me in my life financially. I've declared bankruptcy, you name it, I've done it. the first time I had a car repoed, that's always a nice way to start a story. I had a car repoed, it was in Providence. It was 1977, and I was making dirt for a salary, but, you know, high on life. And the brand new Toyota Celicas had just come out. Mm-hmm. And I remember that my buddy Howard Hoffman had gone to a dealer in Providence, a Toyota dealer, and bought one. And he came back to the station. He bought a beautiful brown one. And I was like, my God, that's the coolest car I've ever seen. I got to go get it. So I went down to the dealership. I had to, looking back now, I can see how they must have just spotted me as Mook of the Century.
Right.
Here was the move. I come in the door and I said, hi, I'd like to buy a Celica. I was, I think, 77. I'd be 19 years old.
Right.
I'd like to buy a Celica. We only have one left.
Of course they do.
It's the yellow one right there.
Yellow.
I went outside. I looked at it. I looked at the sticker. You know what I said? I'll take it.
Uh-huh. You looked at the sticker and you said, you didn't even discuss price?
No. And the guy, that's what I'm saying, must have just been looking up and saying, thank you, God. Because he didn't take $1 off for anything. And I don't remember what I got on the trade-in. I was upside down, of course.
What were you trading in?
I think a Camaro.
Your Camaro with the big thing on it?
My Smokey and the Bandit.
Smokey and the Bandit Camaro?
That was a Firebird.
Right.
Camaro, whatever, same difference. I remember when I got to work, the first inkling of embarrassment was that somehow word had already gotten back from the dealership to the radio station, and somebody pulled me aside and said, is it true that you bought a car from Joe Blow Toyota? And I said, yeah. They said, you paid full sticker price, right? I said, yeah. I said, you're retarded, boy.
Yeah, because they probably stuck everything on top of that.
Sure. Of course they did.
You live and learn in that situation.
And I had that car for all of 3 months.
Right.
Wow.
Because I bought the car in September, and the week before Christmas, they came and repoed it.
A Merry Christmas.
But at least
the payments were a little steep. When you drove out of the dealership with your new automobile, did you even know what your payments were going to be?
No. I take that back, Mike. No. Yes, but it was one of those
things. You weren't
paying
attention to it.
You want to know how many payments I made on that car? Zero.
Right. Oh, no.
I made zero payments on that car. And I started, like, maybe the second week in December, I started getting messages from work saying, hi, so-and-so from this dealership keeps calling, and I wasn't answering my phone at home. And then the night disc jockey said that they'd been by with a tow truck looking for my car. And I knew it, and I knew it, and I knew it, and I remember this so vividly.
They'd been by with a tow truck.
Almost like a guy that knows he's going to go to the joint. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I knew that it was going to be this one particular night, but I was in my little crappy one-room efficiency on Wampanoag Trail,
right,
in Providence, Rhode Island, and I thought, I'm going to go get a hot fudge sundae because this is going to be probably my last chance to drive this cool car because I knew that they were after it.
Yeah. The brand new canary yellow.
Yeah, ugly.
Toyota
Freaking
Celica.
Ugly. So I don't know why it is that this is one of the things that sticks with me, but I remember going to 7-Eleven, getting the stuff for an ice cream sundae, coming home and having it, and then 5 minutes later, and I go to the door, and the guy said, hi, there's two ways we can do this. I can either use this big metal thing to go into your window and pop it up, or you can just be a sport and give me the keys.
Right.
And I said, well, here you go. See you later.
That was that.
And I got to work the next day. And
with a AAA credit rating.
Everybody at the station knew that my car had been repossessed.
Yeah. How did you get around after that?
Well, I had to rely on the goodness of others, Mike.
Mm-hmm. People giving you a lift to the radio station?
Yeah, and every time I would get a ride to work or from work back to my apartment, everyone would say, oh, that's a tough deal. Well, you know, you'll pull out of that. Yeah. Don't worry, it's a learning experience. But listen, whatever you do, never pay sticker price. I mean, I got so sick.
Like that would have made a difference, really.
I got so sick of that being pretty much that. That was my farewell with people for a while. You know, when you leave someone, like at the end of the day, go, okay, have a good night. You know, have a good morning. People would say, okay, have a good night. Don't forget, don't pay retail price
never,
for a car.
Never pay sticker.
You could play twice sticker. Wouldn't have mattered. You didn't.
Yeah, but
make
you
any,
know, here's the deal.
You didn't make any payments.
Back in 1977, it was a different game.
True.
Back in 1977, it was Advantage Auto Dealer all the way.
Sure.
There was no such thing as this little thing we call the internet.
That's right.
Where now you can literally walk in, and now they know it. I mean,
you know what they pay.
Car transactions are so much simpler than they used to be.
But even if it was with this technology, I was still pretty stupid.
Yeah.
I was to that point.
To pay sticker, you were.
I was at that point in my life where I really, there was a part of my brain as I was signing up for that car and knew in my heart of hearts I couldn't afford it. I knew that I was just going to lease myself. I mean, my worst case scenario was always, oh, what's the worst that can happen? They can take it away.
Right.
Right?
Well, they did.
And you were still working.
There you go.
They didn't fire you.
Sucked.
What was your shift then?
My shift was 3 to 7 p.m.
Four on the floor, Rob. Six speed.
So not horrible to get to and from based on the kindness of others. Been bad if you'd been doing nights.
No, then when I did get moved to mornings, I did have to borrow the station van.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
But you have, isn't it nice that the station's always had a van to borrow?
Yeah.
That's the good thing.
And it makes you look good to your neighbors.
Cool. And back when you were driving your Celica, I was probably behind the wheel of a hot, slightly used Ford Fiesta.
I have to tell you the worst thing I did, though, and thank God has had an angel watching over me sometimes.
Right.
But other times I wonder where those angels are, but I guess it was so I would learn the lesson the hard way. But I remember in the 3 months that I had this car, one of the things, that this is when I was still on speaking terms with my adoptive parents. Mm-hmm. I was going to bring the car from Providence back to the D.C. area to show them the car. And my father had said over and over to me again, I don't want to see you or see that car until you have it tagged and you have license plates from the state of Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
This is like the last thing on my mind.
Of course.
Because I knew in my heart of hearts I wasn't going to have the car very long.
So you didn't bother to get license tags for it?
No, I still had whatever tags I took off the Camaro from Maryland or whatever state.
Right.
And I transferred those tags legally to this car.
So did you do a visit home from Rhode Island when you had the new car?
And what I did was...
Might as well put as many miles on it as you can. Uh-huh.
I went to the radio station, and there was an old van behind the station that was broken down. I took the license plates off that van and put them on my car.
Oh, dear.
And drove.
This is a virtual CSI right now.
Drove from Providence to Washington, D.C.
Did they have the right dates on the stickers?
Who knows? All I know is it said Rhode Island.
Right.
And all I knew that when I pulled up to my parents' house, I knew my father would come running out and right away say, where are the tags?
Right. Covered.
You know, here they are.
Never.
Rhode Island. You know, and that would be the date would be June of 56.
Yeah, it never occurred to me. First off, it never occurred to me to just get the license plates, to just register the car. Then second, it never occurred to me that maybe I could just carry the license plates in the car and change them like a block away from my parents' house. No, I ran the risk and fortunately, as we say, there was an angel
of running a stolen car.
Now, if a cop had pulled me over for speeding,
of course,
the cop would have said, where are the license plates?
He would have run your plates, and you would have it would have come up that you had phony plates on.
Right.
Which flags you as a criminal right there.
But I remember I got to my parents' house, and he came outside, and goddamn if right away he didn't say, ah, Rhode Island, there you go.
How long after they repoed your Celica did it take for you to get another automobile? Because I would imagine if you wanted to buy an automobile, that would have been once you do that, they don't really like to give up the cars to you.
Let me see. At that point, that's when I had to go get the Opel. I bought an Opel for $350 cash.
Mm-hmm.
And I drove that for about a year and a half.
Right.
And then, let me see.
How did you treat the Opel? Did you treat the Opel like Joe Ardinger treats his automobiles?
Yeah. I mean, it was a crap car, and I knew it was a crap car. And
right.
Every day I would get in the car, it would just remind me what a huge failure I was. I mean, everybody's had a car like that.
Of course. Right.
You look at the car, and it's like you go, this car is a reflection of my life.
That car sucks.
Some people still have that car. Was the Opel the one that seized up and the engine locked up?
That was actually my second Opel.
Oh, okay, because I knew it was an Opel.
Yeah,
Opel
the very first Opel that I ever had.
You are a satisfied Opel customer.
Seized up because I never put oil in it.
Well, you need right. to do that.
Well, see, I took my Jeep to Jiffy Lube one time, way back when. And the guy that
the wave a Jeep, the take your shirt off Jeep.
No, this is way before that.
Okay,
this is right when Jiffy Lube, you know, first started.
Yeah,
and they didn't put the little thing on the bottom of my oil canister pan.
Right.
And I was on 395 right by the FBI.
Ooh,
oh,
seize. That's the best word to describe something.
Seize, yeah.
The engine seized.
Yeah, it's not
it
good.
It did seize, and I had to have it towed away.
Seize.
Any permanent engine damage?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
That's the one when I was at Wave, actually. That's when I used to, that's the car that I used to ride without my shirt on. Remember that?
Oh, do I?
When I drove around in that one?
We would get down to their morning
Jeep Wrangler.
We'd get down to their morning show. Mike would go out the parking lot, take off his shirt,
uh-huh.
just drive away.
See ya.
So long.
Bye-bye. He's always like, see ya, suckers.
Yeah. I like riding around in my Jeep with my shirt off.
That's what they're for.
I was still fat. Don't get me wrong. I was still fat.
And it's kind of like the feeling that I still get even all these years later. I imagine when I left that Toyota dealership, they almost have gotten together and said, You see that idiot kid? First off, that car is coming back in 3 months. Second off, he paid full price.
Did you get a vibe that they didn't really want to sell it to you?
Vibe was come in. As a matter of fact, it might have been like seriously a half hour.
Really?
Wow.
Because it was a Saturday. There was no such thing as the internet. I went and I said, hey, I work at Pro FM. They knew right away what Pro FM was.
Right? Yeah, big station up there.
I told them my salary. They said, oh, you know, you're probably going to be fine. We know where you live. Go ahead, take the thing for the weekend. Uh-huh. I took it for the weekend. By Monday, they called. They said, hey, at that point, your credit's pretty good. Come on in and sign up. First payment's due in 30 days. I'm like, there you go, suckers. See you later. Gotcha.
I'll take it. Point at it and take it.
Fine.
And then I remember when it was repoed, I remember Howard Hoffman, thank God for Howard Hoffman, helped me through a lot of tough times, pulled me aside and said, seriously, you know that you screwed up because you paid full price.
Right.
And I said, yeah, but like that's the price in the car. And he's like, oh, my God. Have you ever bought a car before? I was like, no.
Now, how much older was Howard? He wasn't that much older than you, right?
Like 10 years older than
me. Oh, he was? Howard's that old?
Yeah.
Okay. He
did pull me aside, and he said, you know, don't do that. And he said also, if you've got to buy a car, you know, don't buy a car from a place that advertises on the station without getting a deal. And then third, you know, if they're going to repo the car, call them up and tell them. It's like, because he said they were calling the general manager and the sales manager.
Right.
Asking where I was.
Oh, dear.
It was bad.
Yeah.
Did you have any intention of paying anything towards the car?
No.
You didn't realize the gravity of that situation either.
You know, you look back and you think about the idiotic choices. I remember this. Oh, we got to hit a break, but I'll tell you this. I knew that this car payment was like $270 a month.
Right.
Whatever it was more than rent, more than everything at that time. I had $100 that I was going to put towards the car payment.
Nice.
I was in a store in the Providence Mall, and there was an ultra-thin AM-FM radio.
Ooh.
It was like $100.
Sure.
I didn't need this thing.
No.
I bought it. You know what I did?
What?
I bought it, and I put it in my empty briefcase that I carried to work every day.
Nice.
Do you know how many times I used that radio?
Never.
Zero. Zero.
But it kept you from making a car payment.
I would get to work, and I would open up my briefcase, which was stupid because I didn't have anything in my briefcase except, like, crayons or Sharpies or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I would just show guys, hey, look at my cool radio. Like, wow, that's cool. Cool. Dumbass.
Well, you were a kid.
Yeah. Sure.
You were a youngster.
Anyway.
At the time.
A young man.
Now I can afford to buy the black Xbox 360. Thank you.
Even though somebody else goes out to get it for you.
Thank you very hard. And I guess the point of this is I'm sure there was someone at Best Buy that was listening to Janet on the telephone saying to me, but you could get the regular one like $100 less.
Right.
And I'm saying, forget it. Buy the other one.
I want the black plastic.
And
it's worth $100 more to me. The black plastic color. And that's what you paid for.
That's it.
Everything the same.
And I'm sure when she left, they laughed. Just like they laughed when I bought that yellow Celica.
Well, they laughed at the kids lining up for Halo, too.
Sure.
Oh, I mean, kids. The men, the grown men.
There goes the sucker. Up, we got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.